My name is Ed Frawley, and of course, I own Learbird. It's my day in the box to talk about a few Q&As that we get every day here at Learbird, and my wife Cindy answers them every day. And you don't need to be a customer to send in a question. But this is a good one because there's a lot of people that would have similar types of problems, maybe not the same problem, but the same category of problems. And it's about a person that has a 3.5-year-old unneutered male dog. And when they take the dog for a walk on the beach off leash, the dog takes off when it gets a whiff of a female dog that's in season. So I'll read the question and then answer it. It says, my 3.5-year-old Labradoodle is not neutered. When he catches the scent of an in-heat female, it's off to the races he goes. We walk on the beach daily, and folks bring their in-heat dogs on vacation. He will follow a week-old track. Maybe they should do search and rescue with this dog. He's been off leash since he's been 8 weeks old. Will a remote collar solve this problem? Cindy's got the same answers that I would probably have, but I'll still refer to them. The bottom line is, this dog has been allowed to practice bad behavior, which is basically not coming when called, for a long, long time. The more you allow a dog to practice bad behavior, the harder it is to fix. This could have been solved quickly when the dog was very young and when it was on leash. Obviously, the point here is just because you want your dog to be able to run around on the beach off leash does not mean that it's the right thing to do. And in this case, it's the wrong thing to do. Because now there's a serious problem that we have to fix. Can a remote collar fix it? If the person has the experience to know how to apply remote collar training on a dog, it can be fixed. It can't be fixed if they just order a remote collar, put it on the dog, and then shock the snot out of it every time the dog takes off. It's not going to work, and it's going to hurt your relationship with your dog. Cindy goes on to say here that the more rehearsals a dog has to a specific environmental distraction, the stronger that behavior is going to become, both good and bad behaviors. So in this case, we're talking about a bad behavior. And what she says too is this is a hormone-driven response. And it's a strong distraction for an unneutered male that's been allowed to run with females in season. One of the things that they're going to have to do is keep the dog on leash. If they want to use a remote collar, they need to keep the dog on leash with the remote collar and introduce it correctly. The way remote collars should be used is the dog should 100% understand the command that's being asked of them before we pair that disobedience to the command with a remote collar. And by that I mean, I like to see a dog really know what it means to come when called on leash before I will add remote collar training to it. Because I've got another Q&A here on this stack that I'm not going to cover in this video. It's from a canine handler who's had his dog for, I think, 3.5 months. And the dog's bit him 6 times. 3 of those times were when he tried to use a remote collar on the dog. And he did it incorrectly. But that's information for the other Q&A that's down the list here. In this case, keep the dog on leash. Get a long line, keep it on a leash. Just because the dog wants to run around on the beach doesn't mean that that's okay. Look at it like this. If you have a child, doesn't want to go to school, do you make it go to school? Yeah. If you have a child And it goes out for Halloween, and it's got a bucket this full of sweets. Do you let them eat it all? No, you don't. And it's the same thing with your dogs. You have to manage the dog. And in this case, you're going to have to manage it for a long, long time. Or you're going to have to go on the beach when nobody's around. Try it in the dark. I don't know. Maybe not. But that's the solution. And if you're going to use a remote collar, learn how to use it correctly. We have two very good remote collar courses that we sell here at Learburg. And I can put the links at the end of this Q&A. So this can be fixed, but it needs an attitude change from the owner.